From the News Center, a news focus.
Pennsylvanians are taking to the water in record numbers. Mike Parker is Communications Director of the Fish and Boat Commission.
Whether it's on the rivers or on the lakes that are state parks or in the small streams, and oftentimes they're doing this with kayaks. We know the kayak activity has gone up significantly this year, and what that means is a lot of first-time boaters out on the water.
Parker adds some first-time boaters are unaware of regulations.
Basic things like wearing life jackets, boating under the influence, the things that are prohibited while you're enjoying boating, the new folks a lot of times aren't familiar with these.
Parker is urging first-timers to inform themselves of the rules of the waterway.
We're just encouraging everyone that if you're headed out there, we really love seeing more people out on the water. There's plenty of space for everybody out there. But if you're going to head to the store and buy a kayak, then make sure that you're taking at least a little bit of time to educate yourself and make sure that you're safe and that you're following all the laws.
Parker has noted an uptick in boating-related fatalities.
We've been doubling down on just trying to get the word out about boating safety because with so many users on the water this year, we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can as a commission just to spread the word and remind people that you really need to be safe out there.
Mike Parker of the Fish and Boat Commission is calling for all to play it safe.
It doesn't take much. People will say, well, why do I need to wear a life jacket? I'm a good swimmer. Until you hit your head on a rock or find yourself in unexpected high water or get your foot stuck on the bottom of a creek, that life jacket is going to keep you afloat, keep your head above water until help arrives.
Parker talks about what permits are required.
If you're operating a boat with an engine that has 25 horsepower or more, you do require a basic boater safety course, which you'll be issued a card. Typically, we would offer lots of those opportunities to earn that card in person in a classroom setting, but because of COVID-19, those have been very scaled back.
Online instruction is also available. Check fishandboat.com for more information. I'm Tori Gates.